stuff and interest. Peaches last night.
It's 8:30.
All we talked about was $4 gas.
We were called to order. The Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Moved to be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. Abstaining is Bauman. 6 in favor. Bauman was absent last meeting. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. Need a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open the public hearing. St. Joseph Catholic Church. It is on a 2007 Buick, and it has been approved by the treasurer, correct? Okay.
Make a motion.
I don't see the dollars. Where's the dollars? No dollars listed on it. $193. It's right on the stamp. It's hard to see. $193. If there's no one here to talk for or against, need a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to close the public hearing. Need a motion to approve or disapprove tax exemption on St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 24.
Make a motion to approve in the amount of
$373.94. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Service, Inc. in effective November 1st, 2012 through October 31st, 2013.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman. Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Patty?
Basically, this is just a renewal of Daryl's contract for the new year. He does all my commercial appraisals and basically follows up with evaluations to help keep him in line. There is, a 2% increase on it from last year. So.
Matt?
Just a few statements and a question. Just so we can all recall, in 2009-10 I went back and looked at the budget, a little over $3,900 in standard appraisal. In 2010-11 we spent a little over $1,000. In 2011-12 we spent $41,000. So, and then my questions, I've got three here. What's our plan if someday Standard decides he doesn't want to do this for us?
Hopefully he'll give me enough notice. Basically, what I would prefer to do is hire a full-time appraiser in the office. The problem is going to be the salary, of course, because the appraisers make a lot more money than what, in the past that we have paid the county appraiser. Because it used to be that we did have, we used to have at least two appraisers in the office full time. Now, another thing is their designation has become a lot more difficult to get. Some were grandfathered in, some had to take classes. It's almost a college degree now, the appraisal work. So, if we ever, I know we're getting to that point, we're going to have to do some searching. He has people in his group that may be interested, at some point in time. Because right now they go out to counties and do full-blown appraisals in different counties to where they stay in hotels and everything. you know, whether it be anybody out of there that he may recommend, or, you know, somebody that may not want to travel anymore, because a lot of his people do travel and stay in hotels for weeks on end. So someone around here in this county, I don't even know that we have a commercial appraiser in this county, a fee appraiser.
That was my next question. Is there anybody else, even if it's not in this county, does Jefferson or Lancaster, is there any?
Basically, Lancaster has their own group, and probably Lancaster and Omaha, Douglas County are the two that have several appraisers on staff because of the size of the cities. And Jefferson, what they do, they have, I believe, a gentleman that used to work with Daryl that went out on his own, and they do have one in office, I think. I think some of those are contract also, where more like two counties, because they're a smaller county, two counties may share one appraisal. I know over in Pawnee City, Johnson County, Nemaha County, they share appraisers too. One thing I can tell you, though, the Turk Board sent out a letter this year, and they asked each one of us to send in contracts on each of our appraisers so that they could review the contracts, because they want to make sure they're, you know, their schooling and everything is in effect and up to date. So we definitely sent that contract in to have it, you know.
Because, you know, when you talk about sharing and doing, you know, every time we try to put the budget together, we're looking for interlocal agreements that we can use with other entities. And I look at that cost over 3 years, and it's less than $50,000. So my thoughts are, how much full-time work do we have for somebody? And if we have the ability to share?
We don't, in my opinion.
So we don't have the?
Not with the kind of commercial, you know, the establishments we have. If you had somebody come down and do an appraisal on a biodiesel or an ethanol plant, they would probably have to call an expert in to do some of those.
Okay. And then my last question was, you know, we got a contract here, but even though we budget anywhere from around $60,000 for this, do we ever bid this? I mean, do we ever go out and...
We have in the past. We've bidded the full appraisal, and the only thing is the other people are too small to actually come in and get the job done, some of the other appraisers. So I know for a fact that we bid definitely when we have a full-blown appraisal where we go out and go into the properties and everything. And at that point, we didn't have anybody but Daryl bid on it. So, and that's been commercial, that's been residential, you know, so.
Just discussion. Thank you.
Sure.
Kathy?
Matt, could you clarify the figures a little bit? Because I know we've had a contract with him in the past,
yeah.
And so it just...
The first one you said $3,900.
We only paid him $1,000 last year?
Yeah, well, I went back and I looked at the contractual services, Turk and Standard, and that's the line item that's in there. And
yeah. Basically, we've had a maintenance agreement with Daryl for all about the last 7 years.
Where's that paid out of?
A maintenance agreement's when he comes into my office so many days a month.
That's right. Out of your budget, though.
It's
right?
Out of my budget. Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was.
Well, it's not out. No, Rex. It's out of the. An appraisal. At one time, you had an appraisal line. Now I think you've taken that away.
It used to be an inheritance at one point. And that's where she paid him. It moved into miscellaneous general. There's a line there.
Yeah.
So he actually paid a couple different ways for her maintenance, plus if you use him as a reference or,
right.
You know, when you do your Turk cases. So he's got a couple different agreements that he's paid.
Basically, we've had a contract on file with him for at least, I'd say, 7 years, for in the neighborhood of 38 to maybe now it's 40.
So we were paying out of inheritance. So that was when we were operating out of inheritance.
Right.
We actually had it designated. Now we don't. So that's when we had the discussion, you know, upstairs a few weeks ago.
But
that
it was
actually, at one time, it
was
called appraisal budget. Now, what you guys do then during protests is that's away from what I do. This is my maintenance where he comes in and we do all the appraisal work with him. You will hire him as a consultant, or you have been hiring him as a consultant, because this year we had the ethanol plant. We had some commercial buildings and so forth. You hire him as a consultant and pay him separately from the maintenance agreement. And that's usually been a board approval, whether you want him to help out, whether you don't, you know. Generally, most of the commercials are referred to Daryl.
So this contract really should show up in your, this is in your budget then. This shouldn't be in miscellaneous general.
It's always been, like I said, that's why years ago it was always under an appraisal budget.
Right.
And where you took it out of was inheritance.
What you're saying is correct, though. It should be listed in her office because that's where the expense is incurred.
Right. We can do that next budget year. I just, because I'm going through tracking this going, well, we, how much work do we really have?
Barry?
So this budget expense for Daryl is out of your office then, Patty?
It never
has. None of it is?
It never has been. It's always been out of the county.
So it's a separate thing, and that's why we're voting on it now?
Well, it comes due every year, but it's never been a part of my budget. It's always been just out of the – it had an appraisal line out of the general budget or out of the inheritance or wherever you took it out of.
Is there anybody in office can be trained to do this in office?
Not.
Why not?
Basically, they have to have a designation. I mean, they can go to school.
That's what I said. Why not?
Quite a bit of schooling to do that.
How much? I mean, this is a lot of money we're spending every year for this. I mean, I don't see why somebody in the office couldn't be trained to do this.
Well, it would take almost a college degree now to get that.
Okay. I mean, we're looking at $89 an hour here. That's a fairly high salary, the way it looks to me. So,
it'd be great if people would have the desire to do it, Terry, but they don't have the desire to go back to school to get the degree.
Well, for one thing, it would take quite a bit of time. Plus, then you have to go to work for an appraiser and have to spend so many hours, and it's quite a few hours under that appraiser, fee appraiser. And, you know, I can have him come down and explain all that or anybody else because you can't just, I mean, you'd have to go to school. And I'm not saying there wouldn't be anybody that wouldn't want to go to school. Then you have to go and you have to do an internship under actual appraiser. So many hours. The other option is, and I wouldn't disagree with that, is to hire, you know, a full-time appraiser if I could find one. But they're not going to come to work for $30,000 or $40,000. That's just, you know, my opinion.
Any more? Kathy.
Patty, how many hours per month does he work under the maintenance agreement?
He's here 5 days a month. And one of the questions that I had is a lot of times at the end of the year we will get more hours out of him or more days. If for some reason at the beginning of the year I don't need as many hours out of him, he'll come in toward the end of the year as we're picking up the outbuildings, the houses, the machine sheds, and everything, because we have to have everything priced and what is there as of January 1st. This is the time frame that we're going to start looking at the things that are completed. We can't be on site of everything that's done on December 31st. So at this point in time, we're going to go look at those new houses. We're going to go look at those commercial buildings. We're going to go look at all that. And we're going to do the best guess we have of what percent of completion is done. So he may work 4 hours for me at the end of this contract than he has at the beginning. I may say, I only need you for 4 or 5 days at the beginning, 3 or 4 months. But I need you for a whole bunch of more days at the end of that contract because we're going to be picking up commercial, what the percentage of completion is and everything. I mean, I feel like I need somebody that has appraisal background in order to defend us and our values in my county. It's just, you know, it's no different than... We have Roger for legal representation, you know. I want him to represent me if I have a legal issue. Well, I'm going to want Daryl up at Turk, and I think this board has voted to have Daryl up at Turk. We don't have to, but then me and a board member and Roger would have to go up. You know, like I was explaining to Terry when we were talking, and I said, I would never do this, but if you hire Daryl as a referee or as a consultant, he gives you a value, and then you choose to go away from his value. There are assessors that have taken their county boards to Turk. You know, then it becomes the county board versus the assessor at Turk. Well, I don't want that to ever happen. You know, that's not good. But you want somebody that knows the assessment practices, that knows mass appraisal. It's a lot different than fee appraisal. A fee appraiser comes in, picks out a subject property, finds two other houses, and says, this is what I think something's worth. I don't actually know what kind of value would be out of Lincoln if somebody was to come down and value a biodiesel. I mean, an appraisal on just a residential property, one appraisal is probably $400 right now, just to go in and get one appraisal off of a residential home.
Gary?
Hey, I got two questions. First one, what do communities like, and I should have researched this beforehand, but what do communities like Hastings and Seward do? Because then it would be more comparable to our community as opposed to Jefferson County or Pawnee County. Or
they have a contract appraiser also.
Okay.
Most of the appraisals in the county are contract appraisals just because you don't pay them benefits, you don't pay their, you know, sick time, you don't pay them retirement. You pay that flat fee of $40,000, and that's, you know. But Seward, yeah, and Seward is comparable to us. They use a guy by the name of John Fritz.
Okay. What about Hastings? Because I know Hastings, when you're talking about biodiesel, Hastings has a lot of properties that would be comparable to that.
Daryl may have that county. I'm not sure of all his county. He has Hall County. He does all the work for, as far as I know, for Grand Island.
Okay,
all that work.
I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be time to bid this service out just to see if there isn't some more interest out there, if there's somebody as close as Seward that's doing Seward's also. I'm just throwing it out there. It's just what I'm wondering.
I wholeheartedly support Daryl Standard, and I'm not saying we shouldn't, but, you know, he's proved, I think he's proved for this county that he's been a very good, and I'm not saying I wouldn't bid it, but, and I guess that's, you know, that's a contract that, but that's who I would,
I guess where I would go from there then, Patty, is that, you know, I've seen over the years where there's been people that have been really good for this county as far as delivering fuel services or tire services or any other services, and we're always making sure we're bidding those things out. Why would we not bid this out? I guess that's where I would go from there on that. And then the other question I had for you is, would it be a possibility of combining maybe your deputy with a fee appraiser, combine that job together to get you the salary you need to get to have somebody come in to do that job?
I wouldn't agree with that.
I'm asking you if it's possible. I'm not saying why aren't you. I'm saying, is it possible?
I mean, I guess one thing I would like you guys to come down is visit my office for a day and see what we do, you know, or go out on an appraisal with Daryl and see what he does. You know, I'd welcome all of you to do that. Go out to a commercial building and see what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to a house and see what we do. There again, you know, I think that the amount that we pay him is fair. I think it's very valuable to the assessor's office for a tool to use. And that's my opinion, so.
Matt?
Just to clarify, and thanks, Kathy, for redirecting me to the inheritance fund, which I didn't realize we were still operating out of, but in the back. 09-10, strike those previous numbers. 09-10 was $43,000 approximately. 10-11 was right at $30,000, and then this year was $41,000. So right around $40,000.
It's always been pretty. That $30,000, I don't think, would be correct, Matt.
Just adding up the numbers as it comes out of the budget. So I guess my point isn't whether it's too much or not enough. It's just for 5 days a week, or 5 days a month, is there an opportunity to look at? At some point, we may have to. Should we start thinking about that now and not the drop of a hat try to do it? So that's, I'm done.
I know that contract's been different. I mean, that contract's been in the $38,000 to $40,000, and you said 30 on one?
I added up the $28,000 out of inheritance plus $1,000 that I found in general fund.
We've had a contact every year with him, so, and I know it's been $38,000 to $40,000. We've signed it way back in time.
Well, then there's money someplace else that was paid out of that. I can't answer that. I was looking at those costs.
We'd have to look through
coding, see whether
you're showing what is shown as.
I'm just going off the expenditure report for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So if it's someplace else, or
The only thing I know is you used to have an appraisal budget set up for $200,000.
That's that line he's looking at. Yeah, it could be that when they brought the claim down, it was a different code on it or something. We'll have to go back and research it, but that's what that line was.
For a certain amount every year.
We actually used to have $200,000 or $300,000 in that line.
So it's quite a bit higher than that then, 40, is that what you're saying?
No, it's not ever been over 40, but you quoted one there of 30-some, isn't it?
Well, I just some quick arithmetic here, adding $1,000 to $28,500. Roughly $30,000.
It's been more than that. It's always gone up to at least 40. Now, there again, are you looking at your, when you had the appraisal budget set up, did you have your protests in that too?
Referees, that was separate line.
I mean, for one thing, you guys have used him as a consultant. So that's different than what my maintenance is.
Wasn't any expense in there?
I just was trying to add up total cost, total expenses. That's all.
Any more discussion? Any more discussion? Kathy?
Once again, we're kind of under the wire here as his contract ends October 31st, it appears. I would like to start looking at something different for next year and maybe bidding it out. Is this something that needs to be signed prior to it expiring?
I think, you know, that's appropriate for Equalization Committee to meet with Patty and look into it for next year and start the ball right now. So it's an appropriate request. Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Against is Juergens. Patty, what else?
That's basically it. One thing I will talk about is letters that have been coming into my office concerning homestead exemption. These are anonymous letters indicating they don't understand how someone has exemptions and so forth because they own this or they own that or they know they have this kind of car or that kind of car. Doesn't make any difference as far as the homestead exemption. Basically, what I do is handle the form for the individual. I send the form up to the state, and the state looks into their income. So it's all based on income tax. So unfortunately, you know, I don't control who gets homestead and who doesn't. That's one thing I want to make people clear of. You know, the only thing I'm verifying for the state is this person's 65 years old. This is the address. This is the legal description. Their social security number is their birth date. And then we go from, you know, there. Everything's been sent in. Another thing is I had an individual send me a letter indicating outbuildings weren't on a particular property. We have three different mechanisms in our office to tax buildings. We have a commercial file, we have a residential file, and we have a farm file. Basically, I turned it over to the supervisor, and I think you both got the letter, didn't you, Myron?
Yeah.
Basically, they said the outbuildings were not on a piece of property because if you look on the website, there will be outbuildings, the home, and then also the land. Okay, on a rural residential file, the outbuildings are in with the home. At one time, we had a property record card that said land was X amount of dollars. Improvements, which is another confusing term in the real estate world, improvements mean buildings. That was another type of value, and then there was the total. Well, when the state got, we started to have the homestead exemption, we started to break out because on a homestead exemption, the home, 1 acre of ground, and the garage are the only thing that can be exempt. So we developed the outbuilding area so that we knew that outbuildings in the rural area would go in that box. So we were able to take the house and 1 acre of ground and give them a homestead exemption. This person's looking at the whole thing, seeing no outbuildings there because it's a rural residential property. Those outbuildings are figured over in just with the home. So there was the clarification. You know, and sometimes websites are great, but if you really want to know, come in my office and look at the property record card. Or even you know, asked me to send you a copy of the property record card to where I would highlight, you know, and explain, because I can't explain to this individual because I have no name attached to the anonymous letter.
It was a letter that wasn't signed, and I did too. I went on the website and looked, and their office has another whole page or two with some of these properties, and that's, you know, not on the website. So somebody looking on the website, and I also know that several times in the past couple years, I've questioned Patty over somebody up in my area brought attention to somebody. It's not on the website. I go look. It's not on the website, and then Patty. Their office will go look it up, and yes, it is on there somewhere. It's not on the website, but it is recorded in the office. They do have it. It is recorded on the property.
How do you put that over to the website or put it on there, the information, well, so people can understand that it's not listed that way?
We have a huge working file, and I was kind of, you know, that's, I mean, we can put every single detail we want on there, you know. When we talk out buildings, we're talking a sheet where we go across, we list all kinds of the dimensions and everything. And, you know, I guess that can go on the website. We're in the working file every year. I mean, and so what we like to do is be able to be in the working file and be able to change things, but yet not transfer it over yet because we haven't got to the value yet. Like this last 2 years, we lowered some outbuildings 5%. Well, we went through all the property record cards because we're getting ready for the valuation process. So we don't want to roll those values until we're all done doing a township or doing that. And for one thing, we want to keep our working file, and we don't want the taxpayer or you to look at his value before he actually has it on a valuation notice. You know, after it's on the valuation notice, I guess we can extend out every building on there. It's going to have depreciation. It's going to have quality.
I think that's the direction you need to go. I mean, the confusion has been on there for a long time.
Yeah, and I guess I haven't had that many calls about it. You know, personally, I would just like people to come in my office especially, and I know this is a different world, but it's easier to look at the property record card to make sure that we explain, and I explain even at protest time, you know. Some things are misunderstood, and so, but we can work on that. The only thing is if I take that value now, and I take the subtract those at buildings out and stick it up there, the total value is still going to be the same. So it's going to look like I just...
Right, but you have people, and I'll take Rex for example. Rex here, several times during the meetings, not today yet, but he's on his phone and he's looking up property valuations when we're talking about them. You know, I mean, that's the way the people in society...
They want it now.
They want it now, and I don't know if there's some way to do it, but to include that next page or whatever, just so people can see it, because they go on there. You'd be surprised how many people talk to you. Well, I went on the website and I went and looked, and their property needs to be higher, you know, or lower. Well, very few of them say lower, but all of them say higher. But you know, there's.
I can talk to Marcus at GIS and see if he can extend that out.
Yeah,
I think it would be nice.
I do too, because there's a lot of. You would be surprised how many people comment that they use that or whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of people look at that,
and the appraisers especially.
Well, the appraisers, but even you talk to people that are looking to buy a house, the first place they go to look, you know, for comparable values or in that community, they start looking on that website. Because I've had several people tell me, you know, I'll pull up 8 or 10 different houses, I'll go get an address or a name or something, and I'll start pulling that up. They go, and then they have an idea of, before they even go in that community, of what some of those properties are worth, or what at least what they're valued at, you know, for comparisons. People use that thing a lot.
Kathy.
Patty, even if you didn't put the individual valuation for each individual building, but if it just said plus five house plus five outbuildings or something.
The outbuildings are listed down.
They're listed. The square foot is listed on that, on the website, the square footage, but there's no value. And you, there's no, you know, the house may be at $150,000, the land at $20,000, so there's but it doesn't even, I don't know if it even lists the house out separate. Then the value was $230,000 of the whole property.
It lists the house out separate. With the residential file, you list the buildings down below.
Yeah.
On a farm file, it's listed out differently.
But, and I'll pass this around here, what she had here for me.
The buildings are definitely there. The problem is,
and it's on the page, the next page that's not on the website, that's where the value for the buildings are listed on. So it, the first two pages are on the website. This third page isn't. And that's where it, but it does actually list, it lists the square footage of the buildings on the website. Because I went and looked on there. One was 420 square feet, but it doesn't list no value for it. You need the third page to have the value and understand it or whatever. So, but like she said, that's for some properties, not all the properties.
It's right, it's for residential acreages. Yeah. 20 acres or less will be all under buildings or under improvements.
But in today's society, that's, you know, we're talking about the pictometry and all of that stuff, and then this is another thing what people are just doing.
They're questioning why it's not.
And then they're questioning why it's not on there. I've lived beside that guy for years, and it's not on there, and yet mine may be.
I honestly haven't had that many questions on these properties. I mean, basically, people love the website. We've given them a tool that they've used that's been very beneficial,
yes.
And a lot of counties don't even have it.
Yes.
So, you know, we can always approve things and go forward. It's even with pictometry, you know.
Well,
I will put my spill in for that. You can move your county forward and with lots of tools, but then there is a cost involved to all that, too. So, and our information should be out there for the taxpayer. That's what they need to know, and they need... But they also need to understand the way we come up with some of the things that we come up with. That's why I would invite anybody that wants to go out with us on a commercial appraisal to see what we do, the questions we ask. You know, what's your rents? This building's vacant now. There's so many more things. Biodiesels, ethanol plants, those are specialty things. And I guess it concerns me because I've never had this brought to my attention before. And, I mean, now we're... You know, and I wish, you know, we could have talked about this before the day the contract was due. I mean, you guys have used Daryl, and I know we've got new board members, but you've used Daryl for a number of years.
But I think that's what we can do this next year. The Equalization Board can start visiting with you way ahead of time, and we can see and review this contract. And I think Rex had a very good idea there.
And I don't have a problem with that. It's just that, you know... You know, we need to talk about it before then, because this has been a maintenance agreement with Daryl for a long time.
Okay, anything else for the Board of Equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 9:02.